Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Gentex Corporation, a key player in the automotive industry that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look. If you're a long-term investor hunting for solid opportunities, stick around because we're diving deep into what makes Gentex tick, from their latest financials to the big-picture trends that could shape their future. Let's break it down with a comprehensive SWOT analysis, sprinkled with some fresh insights to keep things interesting. First, a quick snapshot of who Gentex is for those who might not be familiar. Based in the U.S., Gentex Corporation operates in the auto parts industry within the broader consumer cyclical sector. They're known for designing and manufacturing innovative products like auto-dimming rearview mirrors and advanced driver assistance systems, supplying major automakers worldwide. With a decent market cap and a strong workforce, they've carved out a niche in a competitive space. Now let's talk about what's been happening lately with this company. Looking at recent performance, Gentex has shown some mixed signals across different timeframes. Short term, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past few weeks and months, but when you zoom out to a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, you can see they've held their ground compared to some peers in the industry. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves and operational updates, which we'll unpack as we go through the analysis. And speaking of updates, their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 dropped some critical insights into their financial health and future plans, so we'll lean heavily on that to guide our discussion. All right, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT analysis, starting with what Gentex is doing right. Strengths: solid revenue growth. Gentex reported consolidated net sales of $655.2 million in Q3 2025, which shows they're still pulling in strong top-line numbers. This aligns with a consistent trend of revenue growth over recent years, reflecting their ability to maintain demand for core products like auto-dimming mirrors, even in a tough market. Operational efficiency focus. From their latest earnings call, it's clear they're doubling down on improving operational efficiencies. This isn't just talk. They're actively working on integrating recent acquisitions to boost profitability, which is a smart move for long-term margin expansion. Healthy financial metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding steady, indicating they're not just growing revenue, but also managing costs effectively. Plus, a reasonable current ratio suggests they've got liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Innovation edge. Gentex isn't resting on its laurels. They're pushing into advanced driver assistance systems and other tech-driven automotive solutions, positioning themselves as a forward-thinking supplier in an industry that's rapidly evolving with electrification and autonomy trends. Now, let's flip the coin and talk about where Gentex might be slipping or facing headwinds. No company is perfect, and as investors, we've got to keep our eyes wide open. Weaknesses: regional market challenges. As highlighted in their Q3 2025 earnings summary, Gentex is grappling with softness in certain regional markets. This uneven demand could weigh on growth if global automotive production doesn't pick up across all geographies. Debt levels to watch. While not alarming, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. It's something to monitor, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if they take on more leverage for acquisitions or CapEx. Too much debt can limit flexibility down the road. Dependence on auto industry cycles. Being tied so closely to automotive production means Gentex is at the mercy of broader industry slowdowns. If car sales dip or supply chain issues persist, their revenue could take a hit, no matter how innovative their products are. Let's shift gears and look at the opportunities on the horizon for Gentex. This is where things get exciting for long-term investors like us, because spotting growth potential is key to building wealth over time. Opportunities. Acquisition synergies. Their integration of Vox, as mentioned in the earnings call, could unlock new revenue streams and cost savings. If executed well, this could be a game changer, expanding their product portfolio and market reach. Growing demand for ADAS. With the automotive industry leaning hard into safety and automation, Gentex's advanced driver assistance systems are well positioned to capture a bigger slice of the pie. This is a secular trend that could drive growth for years, especially as regulations tighten around vehicle safety. Global expansion potential. While they're facing regional challenges, there's also room to deepen penetration in emerging markets where automotive demand is still ramping up. If Gentex plays its cards right, international sales could become a bigger growth driver. Attractive valuation. Looking at their forward PE ratio, Gentex isn't trading at a crazy premium compared to some overvalued tech-heavy peers. For value-focused investors, this could signal a decent entry point if the fundamentals hold up over the next few quarters. Of course, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There are real risks out there that could throw a wrench in Gentex's plans, and we've got to factor those into any long-term strategy. Threats. Tariff impacts. As noted in their earnings call, tariffs are a looming concern. Increased costs from trade barriers could squeeze margins or force price hikes, potentially hurting competitiveness in price-sensitive markets. Industry competition. The auto parts space is cutthroat, with plenty of players vying for contracts with major automakers. If Gentex can't keep innovating, or if a competitor undercuts them on price, they risk losing market share. Macroeconomic slowdowns. A broader economic downturn could hit automotive sales hard, and by extension, Gentex's order book. Consumer cyclical stocks like this one often feel the pain when discretionary spending dries up. Supply chain risks. Ongoing disruptions in the global supply chain, whether from geopolitical tensions or raw material shortages, could delay production or inflate costs, directly impacting their bottom line. So, where does this leave us with Gentex Corporation? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, Gentex presents a balanced picture. They've got a strong foundation with consistent revenue growth, a focus on innovation, and opportunities to capitalize on megatrends like vehicle safety tech. But, and this is a big but, they're not immune to industry cycles, regional softness, or external pressures like tariffs. For me, the key will be watching how they execute on their acquisition strategy and whether they can navigate these short-term headwinds without losing momentum. If you're a long-term investor, Gentex could be worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you're betting on the future of automotive tech. Short and medium term, there might be some volatility to ride out, but their fundamentals suggest they've got the chops to weather the storm. What do you think? Are you bullish on Gentex, or are the risks giving you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear where you stand. And hey, if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more deep dives like this one. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.